Blog Talk Radio.
Every morning when I wake up, I wash my hands. Then I have some food, and then I wash my hands. Then I take a shower, wash my hands, and then wash my hands. And then Mommy tells me my hands are clean. And then I wash and wash and wash my hands. Then I touch a football, and I wash and wash and wash and wash. And I watch my sister washing her hands, and I get an idea to wash my hands. And I wash and wash and wash, but I never get clean. The shame never seems to scrub off.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, shit! Damn
it! How many lumps do you want?
Oh, 3 or 4.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Help! Help! I'm losing my mind!
Right out of the hell!
Oh, my
God!
Grenache.
You need to relax and get away from it all.
My name is Osayimana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no, no,
come out.
Giddy up.
Thank you.
was a really bad year. It was a really bad year. It was a really bad year.
From coast to coast, LMNOPQRS-TUV, it's the Friday Possum Theme!
Second week of being solitary confinement, at least here in Ohio. And I'm sure it's been a while since you've been out and about yourself. You know, I was thinking about it earlier. We're all in the same boat.
Ew.
And it's sinking. But on the brighter side, you're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Mondays, it's Possum Hour. Fridays, it's Friday Night Possum. And Clobberin' Time. Whatever the fuck he wants to be on. Because I don't care. Two nights a week is enough for me. You could have the whole... You could do the whole other five... Gazai Gazun, go in peace, my friend. So that's where I stand. Well, I guess that's everything. It's time for this.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Professor R. J. Gumbay.
Yep, and of course exactly. That penguin.
Exactly, man.
Cabin fever, baby.
Cool beans, baby. Hey, man, I was looking at this map of the coronavirus. Good evening, Gumby, by the way. Welcome to the
Good evening. Thank you, Seth. Thank you. Good to be here.
Man, like, the big fat epicenter, you're in it. Yeah.
How'd you? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Sure. Jeez.
Yeah,
man.
Well, Montgomery County, which is close by to here, really got it.
Did it? Oh man.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
I'm just outside of Montgomery County.
I know. On this map, I mean, there's a couple little dots there where I live. We made out pretty good. I think that little weirdo that's the governor, who I don't really care for anyways, but, man, come through in a clutch, you know?
There you go. There you go.
Shut shit down, like, right away. And I'm like, is that it? And I know a lot of people were bitching, especially caricature artists, because, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We're out
You're
of dough. But,
Absolutely,
man. But, fuck. We look pretty clean over here, so I gotta tip my hat to that asshole.
Okay, all right. You got a spare room?
Turned out to be all right for a goon. Well, no, I mean, leadership is leadership. Leadership is leadership. He's a goon, but he's a good leader. You know, I don't agree with his politics, but when the thing that you really want a leader in there for happens of a big fucking
emergency.
I feel like from here on out I'm cool, you know.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna worry. That dude's in charge. He's all right. He's got my confidence.
You got a goon. You got a goon.
He's a goon.
We had a goon.
He's a goon. He's like one of them pro-life fuckers, and no offense if you're a pro-life fucker. But they want to write shit. They want to. Oh, they just want to get rid of a woman's right to choose. And it's just, I had come up with this idea for a cartoon that was really gross. And I'm glad I never did it. You know, like,
Well, you don't want to be on the bad side of the goon.
No. No, not that. It's just, you know, he doesn't deserve that, especially not right now. Now, this is not a fun fact, a very important fact to everybody listening. Listen to my words. To everyone listening, this is vitally important. Don't take ibuprofen if you feel like you got the flu. Do not take ibuprofen. Advil and Advil-like products, ibuprofen, no good. They don't know for sure, but like a lot of the people that didn't make it with the virus had taken ibuprofen.
Oh, okay. I just checked mine. I was taking a leave. Is that cool? I don't see where it says I don't know. I take it mostly for sleep. Kratom, kids. Take Kratom.
No, that's naproxen sodium. That's the stuff I take for the muscles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I love that. Man, that's my favorite pain reliever, man. High five.
Yeah. I take it mostly for sleep, for PM. I have trouble sleeping.
Huh. Yeah, kind of a little personal, but when I draw, sometimes I'll get back aches, and I pop two of those gel tabs, bam, you know, I can go the distance.
Up and running.
I like that shit.
Good.
I like that shit.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So, we're cooped up here in the cabin, right? The cabin fever, the cabin. And what am I doing? What am I doing most of the day? What am I doing? Oh, I'm exercising. There's a lot of good going on. I'm exercising every day. Get to go out and walk around. There's nobody out there. So I'm dieting. You know. I'm not wasting any food. You know? Like before, it seemed like, well, I can always go get more food. You know, that banana's too old. No, that banana's edible. Fuck, I ate the banana. Yeah, you know? I haven't wasted any food in like
waste night.
Months.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the first time in my life, I like realized, holy shit, man, you know, you shouldn't waste food.
It takes
Grandma was right. It is a sin. Anyway, I'm becoming more frugal. I'm losing weight like a motherfucker.
Montgomery County. That's what my grandma used to say.
There you go. For us, it was like starving kids in China still. And, so I've lost like 15 pounds.
All right, good for you.
It's all good, man. Just as long as that... And last year, in the closeout shelf on Kroger's, they had a box of 50 mechanics gloves. Basically black latex gloves. Not latex, rubber, whatever material it is. I'm thinking, you know what? I just threw that in the shed. Went out to the shed. I've been wearing those when I go out. I just upped my chances of avoiding this shit. So there you go. You just got to, you know, you got to up your ante.
Okay,
15 pounds,
Dave.
But the first five was just shit I'd put on just recently. Ten good pounds I lost. Well, I guess I'm proud of it. I don't know. But anyway, I'm just sitting around. You know, I'm sitting around the house. I'm not doing nothing.
Not doing nothing.
Doing anything? I'm not doing nothing. We're on a house.
No, well, I'm watching The Naked City. I'm binging
on The Naked City.
Yeah.
That's the show. Yeah, that's a great show.
That's a damn good show, man. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's one of the best cop shows ever on TV.
Oh, yeah. You got that right.
Even though I can't stand that guy that's in it.
Oh, Paul Burke?
Yeah. I got a thing against Paul Burke because they nixed Gary Lockwood off of 12 O'Clock High and replaced him with him. And like,
okay, all right.
Gary Lockwood was looking for a couple more bucks, and they like, kicked him to the curb. Killed him off, too, in the show. And they bring in Paul Burke.
They don't fuck around.
He's the new major. It's like, God damn it, man. Fucking dude is cool. But, you know, war is as it's casualties. As does budgets.
Indeed. But he's a good New York City cop.
Good New York City cop. So anyway, I've been sitting in my red leather Barca lounger.
Oh, that's a comfy chair.
Love of chair. The story that asks the question... Can a boy from a small chair in a big room find happiness as a VIP in the FBI? As our story begins, the boy sees the wall. See the boy see the wall. Seeing it is very easy. It's as plain as the nose on his wall. Will the boy turn his back to the wall? Will he come back to the chair? Will the chair go back to the store? And what about Naomi? For the answer to these and other questions...
You got a minute?
Tune in tomorrow for... Love of Chair.
Some air horn, baby.
One of my favorite shows.
Now,
I love it.
One last thing I wanted to point out. Oh, sweet. I think we're going to do an early roll call, and then we'll blow something up after that.
Okay.
But I was saying, oh, it had a bunch of a really talented cast that show, The Electric Company, right?
Yeah.
Who did I forget to mention?
All right. Ooh.
You have no idea. Morgan Freeman. Nope.
Oh, that's right.
Morgan fucking Freeman.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was Easy Reader. He was this hip black dude in the denim jacket. He'd be strutting down the street, and he'd stop, and he'd look at a sign, and then he'd read it.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was just a way. The show was just a way for kids to learn how to read.
Yeah.
You ready, Ted? Your snoot looks great. Okay. You're ready. All right. Don't worry, we're going to blow something up after. Ted's ready. I think it's time.
All right, Ted.
He's had this crap on his nose, and I put stuff on it, and it's looking better tonight. Boy, it's looking so much better.
Oh, good.
You got a good snooze. You're looking good, Ted. Yeah. Okay. And there they are, ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Lounge.
The Possum Lounge.
First up is Cheeks.
Sweet Al.
That's Apple Cheeks Allison. Oh.
Okay.
And next up, Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Dopey dog. There's Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect. Okay, he's got it.
Who's responsible for about 50% of the show so far? Maybe more than that.
All right, Ford.
Or not. I mean, you know, nobody. Considering our ratings, I'm not sure if that's such a hot gig.
Nah,
but anyway, thanks for coming, sir.
Woohoo! Woohoo! Woohoo!
All right. And there's RJ Gumby, the professor.
Hey.
Professor RJ Gumby. He's
Thank
the sinister
you,
minister of finance and parking. And I believe urban renewal. And speaking of which. Speaking of urban renewal, there's the Herd.
Herd is
threatening to return to Blog Talk Radio with the Herd mentality. There you have it. One more. Okay. Right, that's good. We're good. Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the beaver.
Help!
I saw a picture yesterday in a men's room. LA, lying on the floor beside the throne. Had I not recognized the cross, I might have failed to know the boss. I thought, Lord, you look neglected and alone. I picked it up with loving care. I wondered who had placed it there. Then I saw there was no paper on the road. I said, Lord, what would you do if you were me and I was you? Take a chance, save your pants or your soul. And a voice said,
Pinky, it's Jesus here. You know, and I ain't no square. I mean, I've got these pictures of me and these statues But if you don't get off that toilet, well, I'm just gonna have to dance.
I saw a picture yesterday in a men's room near LA.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kinky Friedman.
Yep.
With an assist from Ringo Starr. One of the Beatles.
Oh, Ringo in that.
He's one of the Beatles. Beatle Ringo Starr.
One of those.
Whenever they put him in the paper, they go, Beatle John Lennon.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, I wouldn't know who the fuck. Oh, that John Lennon. The fucking Beatle
uh-huh.
John Lennon.
Well, they say Decker.
Well, that you do have to designate
uh-huh.
there.
Yeah, they gotta specify.
All right, I got a shitload of notes here tonight, man. Here's something. I will have reached the maximum the incubation period for the fucking killer virus. Considering the last time I was exposed to a bunch of different people at once. So, except for trips to the store, obviously. That fucking party wedding, man, I was at two Saturdays ago. Oh, the memories, man. Everybody was having a great time that night because they knew this was it for a while, man. You know?
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
I swear to God, I did. I was like, fuck, I don't care. I stayed like an hour over without any pay. I didn't give a fuck.
Oh, shit. Okay, good for
you. Well, they were tipping pretty good, too, so, you know.
Okay.
They were tipping.
You were partying like spring breakers in Florida. All right.
Yeah, I stayed till I ran out of gas, you know, because I knew they'd already shut down everything but religious gatherings. And that disqualified, so... And that came up next, so, man. And I bought those mechanics gloves. Well, good. It's all good, man. Except for baseball. Ford, perk up. We're going to talk baseball. Thursday was opening day, or should have been opening day.
Very happy.
You know, if you're a baseball fan, it's a sad, sad state of affairs. Well, it brought to mind, you know, funny thing about baseball for me, a lot of it is looking at stats and shit.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's stupid. But I'm looking at stats and I come across Gary Carter and I'm looking at him and go, Jesus, he died at age 57. And here I am, I'm 59. And then I think, wait a minute. Were the last 2 years of my life, hey, come here. Were the last 2 years of my life worth against, like, winning the World Series, you know? I don't know, man.
Exactly. That's the way you got to look at it, unfortunately.
Yeah. So, big deal. Who's your Messiah now? Okay. Moving right along. Moving right along. Here's a baseball fact that kind of really sucks. Because this guy, Albert Pujols, who is the greatest baseball player of this century so far.
Yeah.
He's on his last legs, right? So he's got two more seasons left on his contract, which they're not going to get their money's worth on. But he's... only 222 RBIs from the fucking all-time record, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of a big deal. That's a big fucking deal to be.
Yeah.
You know.
That's his legacy.
All-time leader. I mean, if he gets 222 RBIs, and he will tie Hank Aaron for the lead. So.
And he's getting screwed because of this. Yeah,
he's getting fucking totally screwed by this virus on that because, man. Nessie plays another year after that at a reduced rate, but he signed a contract with the Angels, so who knows, man. But good luck to Albert Pujols, and fuck you for killing the Pirates all those years, by the way, you bastard. I figured he was either from another planet or a robot of some kind. Guy was the greatest. Yeah. So anyway, all that TV we're watching, we're seeing a lot of commercials. I'm seeing a lot of commercials. You seeing a lot of commercials?
Yeah, but nothing blowing upward. At least not
well,
that
we've been joined by Beth Ann San. I think Beth Ann San's seen a few commercials. Beth Ann San, you seen some commercials?
I'm sure she has.
And Jim. Jim's here.
Jim, yeah. Jim's here, too.
Clark's credit chat late nights.
Yeah.
Say that three times. Uh-oh, dry cough. Could be the end of the road.
We shouldn't blow up Italians this time because they're going through enough as it is. So we're not going to blow up Italians.
Man, Italy punched in the throat.
Yep.
No.
What did he get, 9,000?
Alex Trebek, even though he's got... Alex Trebek has terminal cancer, but, hey, let's face it,
We're
all terminal, right? You have to have seen the three P's, right?
What are the three P's,
Alex?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Price. Price. And price.
Well,
like, ooh, how motherfucking clever is that?
Oh, jeez.
Guaranteed acceptance, life insurance.
All it is
fucking
location. They're saying that's all.
Yeah.
It's just turning the crap.
Exactly. That was the
fuck up.
Who came up with that one? Jack Lemmon, I think, came up with location. Al Pacino, one of them. Mr. Trebek and the three P's are going down.
Going down.
Going down hard. Blow them up.
Going down to Chinatown.
Blow them up hard. Alex Trebek. Great host, though. Great game show host. And a Canadian.
Yeah.
We're not blowing up
you,
Alex. But the guy who came up with the three P's. That's the fucker. But I know you're just reading them, Cupid.
Yeah, I wasn't.
I forgive you. All right. Stand back.
It's getting late. I wonder what's keeping the chopper.
What does your watch say?
Tick, 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 tick. Oh.
Oh. I'm Alex Trebek, here to tell you about the Grenache program.
Faggot!
If you're age 50 to 85... and looking to buy life insurance on a fixed budget, remember the three P's.
Are you shitting me?
What are the three P's?
The three P's of life insurance on a fixed budget are...
Pants!
A price you can afford.
It's outrageous, egregious, preposterous.
A price that can't increase.
Totally inappropriate.
And a price that fits your budget.
Smooth, lascivious, salacious, outrageous.
I'm 65 and take medications. What's my price?
$1 million.
I just turned 80. What's my price?
$1 million.
For you, too. If you're age 50 to 85... Call now about the malnourishment available through the Grenache program. It has an affordable rate starting at $9.95 a month. No medical exam, no health questions. Your acceptance is guaranteed. So call now for free information. And you'll also get this free beneficiary planner.
My grandpa died 15 years ago. Nobody gave a shit!
And it's yours just for calling. So call now.
Fucking hung up my ass!
Call 1-800-THE-ANALBOOST 2700 for your free information and your free gift. That's 1-800.
You're crushing my eyebrows.
I want to make a great escape and I'll confide. I want to see just like a your side. I wanna be the coolest man you've ever seen. I just want. Can't you see the game we're gonna play? Baby, I'm the hunter, you're the prey. Turtleneck is all I'll ever have to wear for you to say. Let's start a dumbest grand affair. I wanna be the coolest man you've ever seen. I just wanna be your Steve McQueen. Can't you see that I will sit my lead if I cannot be your Cincinnati
the way my Steve McQueen homage turned into Lee Marvin.
No, I didn't catch that.
Lee Marvin. Yeah.
Huh. That's weird. I shared that Paul Newman.
I knew a Steve McQueen thing.
Yeah, I shared the Paul Newman thing. I could see Paul Newman and Steve McQueen. I always kind of put them on the same level.
I mentioned that he's King of Cool. People are saying Lee Marvin is King of Cool. I say, you can't argue with that. But McQueen is...
He's King of... either you admit he's King of Cool or he'll punch you out, man.
That's right.
Fucking Lee Marvin. And you do not fuck with that motherfucker, okay?
Every time I hear Lee Marvin, I think of Steve Stevens' father.
Who
was a little bit of a homophobic, and loved Lee Marvin, and Marvin was acting a little feminine when he met him.
Oh,
they were
I
great.
I remember
students,
that
man.
Nugget.
Don't you remember that?
I don't remember that nugget.
Oh yeah, he introduced. Yeah, he told Lee Marvin that his father is, back in the, 70s and everything, where the guys, your fathers are homophobic.
Was there a guy?
He's a big fan of yours, and he met him. He's, hi, you're Steve Stevens' father? And he was hugging him and everything. You gotta listen to that again, man. I love that.
Guy had a story about everybody in frickin' Hollywood.
Yeah, it was a great show. That was a Trek After Dark. Great show.
Yep.
Steve
I was thinking about that. We should probably archive some of those shows on this. But, once we stop paying for this, which eventually we will, they'll start deleting these episodes. So it's up to each and every one of you to have your own home collection of Possum Hour.
That was a great blow-up, by the way. Fantastic blow-up.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. The three P's.
The three P's. Piss! Piss!
And piss!
Very good.
I brought, kind of breathed new life into the blowing up shit thing, you know.
I like it.
Commercials are fun, and I'm it's just hard to get ones that really stand out and that other people can relate to.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm not going to chew my cabbage on. I was going to retell my opening, my heartwarming opening day story, but I don't want to chew my cabbage twice. Do you remember the jacket story? Do you remember
the jacket story? No.
Yeah.
Enlighten us.
Yeah, well, all right. Well, at one point in this, I'm sure you'll give me the deuce, but let me go yell at my dog real quick while I'm doing this.
Go for it.
I wish I had some, like, fucking baseball music or something. All right, well. I just heard this thing before the show about how families are getting along during this, people with kids and stuff. It's like, man, I'm so glad I'm just a single old fart. it would be so much responsibility to have other people who are responsible for.
My heart goes out to them.
Anyhow,
my best buddy who passed away, thankfully before the Cleveland Indians lost the World Series, he died of cancer. But he's a long time. We were big baseball fans. I loved the Pirates. He loved the Indians. And now he said, well, I'll root for the Indians when they're not playing the Pirates. And it's not like cheating on your wife because they're in a different league. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Anyway. I was in this cheap store, like a, you know, discount store. And they had these beautiful navy blue hoodies with the Chief Wahoo on them. Big Chief Wahoo.
Is that where he got his nickname? Because he was a big fan of the Indians? Isn't he the Chief?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we called him the Chief. Yeah.
Okay.
And beautiful. And I bought one for myself. You know, I still wear it. And I was going to the counter. I said, what the fuck, man? These things are like $2. They're beautiful. Fucking, you know, they're really nice.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, they just happen to be discounted. And I said, I get one for the Chief there. So picked one up. It's sitting around the house for a couple of weeks. And I finally get off my ass, wrap it up, take it over to the post office, and send it up to Cleveland. Well, it's opening day. It's opening day, and the Tribe are their first game is in, I think, Toronto. And instead of going up to Toronto, which they could in Cleveland, doable, they were all going to get together at one of their favorite watering holes and enjoy the game together. So I'm sitting there at home, and I get this call, and it's after the game's over, and he's my best pal ever. And what had happened before the game, they were just about ready to go. They had all meeting at his apartment, and they were ready to go, and knock on a door. Guy from the desk downstairs comes up with a package and says, I got this package
good
for
timing.
You.
Yeah, nice.
No shit. Right before he's ready to leave for the game.
Nice.
So,
perfect.
I mean, wow. And then he turns around and did, you know, buys me like a $200 pirate jacket, which is a picture of me in it, but I don't wear it that much because I'm saving that for my burial. You know, it's
there you
nice.
Go. Did the Indians win that game that he went to see with his buddies with the new jacket?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe they did win.
Okay, there you go. Okay.
They were very, very festive. Yeah, and that added to the the yumminess of the whole thing.
Was the watering hole in Cleveland? Is that where he was living?
Take a spin.
Oh yeah.
You
can
be a winner.
Nice party.
Yay. What is it?
So anyway, the son of a bitch had to one-up me and buy a really nice jacket when all I sent him was a lousy sweatshirt. What a bastard.
You're going to be buried in it.
Yeah, I'm going to be buried in that son of a bitch. or cremated or whatever. I look like, I mean, like, I could probably sneak onto the field for one of the games in this fucking jacket. It looks
no
so
shit.
Fucking cool. Like, oh, yeah. I wear that to the games, it's all over, man.
Look like the owner.
Get that right, shock. All right. I have no idea what I'm going to play. Well,
should we play for
since it's, no, well,
let's play them anyway.
Oh, Jesus. All right. This is the worst thing this week. Okay. Yeah, this deserves to be 3 minutes. I'm sorry. Yeah. I know what to play. You remember Grandma got run over by a reindeer?
Oh, yes. Oh, no.
Yeah. Well,
no.
You remember how much
no.
we love that song?
No.
Yeah.
No.
So, of course, the rest of this piece of shit will speak for itself. 3 minutes! You'll never get back! Dear Lord.
Hi, everybody. Randy Brooks here. In 40 years, I've never been tempted to parody my own lyrics, but desperate times call for desperate measures. And if I don't do it, someone else will. So here you go, with apologies to me. Grandma got run over by Corona, flying home from China Christmas Eve. You can say we're all overreacting, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much Qingdao. And we begged her not to go, but she'd ordered meds from Shanghai, and she felt like the delivery was too slow. When she flew home Christmas morning, she was coughing with a hack, and the flight attendants wondered, should we let her on the plane or send her back? Send her back. Grandma got run over by Corona, flying home from China Christmas Eve. You can say we're all overreacting, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him watching football reruns, drinking beer 6 feet away from Cousin Mel. It's not Easter without Grandma, we all miss her every day. But what Grandpa's more upset by is the sudden death of his 401k. Grandma got run over by Corona, flying home from China Christmas Eve. You can say we're all overreacting, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, so go sanitize your hands. While I make myself a face mask out of Grandma's bra held on with rubber bands, I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better quarantine yourselves. There's no point in going shopping when there ain't no toilet paper on the shelves. Grandma got run over by Corona, flying home from China Christmas Eve. You can say we're all overreacting, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Everybody now. Grandma got run over by Corona, flying home from China Christmas Eve. You can say we're all overreacting, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. You can say we're all overreacting, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Stay safe, everybody.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
Yeah. Quite a reaction that, that 3 minutes there in the possum lounge.
McDonald's French fries.
Well, it was a yeah. little bit relevant, being that it was grandma, being that the older people are the ones dying.
But she got run over by Corona. He was on his front porch singing that. I'm thinking to myself as I'm watching the video, I go, you know, grandma got run over by a reindeer, paid for that front porch. You know what I'm saying? doubt about it.
Maybe the porch needs a roof now.
And the funny thing was in the video, at the beginning, there's a couple people out walking. Not many, you know. It's pretty, it's like most scenes most where in this country. There's a guy walking his dog, right, in the direction of the camera, right? And the dog's not doing anything. As soon as the dog goes out of frame, he starts barking. And he doesn't stop barking through the whole video if you listen real close. It's really funny. Took the ghost of Ted or Ted's cousin or something in that thing. Hilarious. All right.
Well, we apologize because that will be on Grenache later. We apologize.
It's worth watching just for the dog thing. It's worth watching just for talking. Yeah, and it actually was 40 seconds over 3 minutes, so you're not getting that back either, so
Nope.
Yeah. All right, we're going to start the news off with good news, and luckily we don't have a lot of time for news, so another bonus to you, the listener. Remember we were talking about Pablo Escobar's cocaine hippos?
Yeah.
About a Colombia ecosystem there?
Yeah,
turns out they're fucking hippos. Good for the ecosystem. They're good.
Oh, yeah?
They first thought they were wrecking havoc with the ecosystem, but they may also restore ecological functions that were lost thousands of years ago. Fucking pop-ups. God damn it. They make you take off that thing, and then they put the pop-ups. But they're like all these things that used to live in there in that ecosystem years and years ago. This kind of replaces it. Mammoths, giant sloths, and my favorite, the giant wombat. And you know, and they haven't had wombats down there for so long. It's a breath of fresh air to have those hippos. That's all. You know, that's the science behind.
See,
that's the
silver
science.
Lining, baby. Silver lining. I like it.
And Apple Cheeks Alice is 100% correct. You win a year's supply.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, 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 ding. I wish GT was here, man. I got this great GT story. I'll save it for GT,
okay.
Man.
There you go.
Mark it. Perfect for GT, man. Damn it.
We was hanging.
Okay, all right. I wanted to have a few non-disease-related stories.
Okay.
Here's a tip from Tito's Vodka. If you're going to make hand sanitizer out of vodka, it's got to be 60% alcohol, 30 proof. And Tito's is only 40 proof. So, just keep drinking it. It ain't going to help you out with the hand sanitizer.
People are
just
scrubbing their hands
you
with vodka. Drink it.
I don't know. What's that? I guess they're adding something to it, like adding it to Alo and making hand sanitizer out of it.
Well, you know,
kind of
alcohol gets in your pores anyway. Wasn't it one hand sanitizer was banned because children were getting drunk because it goes in their pores?
No shit.
That's what I heard long ago.
Wow. Well, this one, we got to get this one in. Really bad news, ladies and gentlemen. And this is it. Too bad the lovely Reverend Wendy doesn't listen to the show anymore, because, by gosh, I don't know if she goes to this thing.
Okay.
But it's Deerfield, Michigan.
Okay.
They're in the hinterlands. And Saturday, March 21st. Oh, okay. It was last week. It was last weekend. They canceled the testicle festival. And sorry, we're too late to announce that on the show. But annual Deerfield. The Deerfield American Legion hosted testicle festival was canceled. Yes. And yes,
named after Bobby Deerfield.
Does
that have anything to do with Bobby?
I don't know. The town is it's the town of Deerfield. Anyway, this guy took over. I guess this long, long time ago, this tavern that was there started serving deep fried testicles. And
okay.
It was, you know,
okay.
It was kind of a tradition.
Like Rusty
and then this guy,
oysters?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay.
I reckon they're cattle balls.
Uh-huh.
Yuck. That's so gross. And, yeah, the slaughterhouses had all these testicles and gizzards left over, so, you know, these places around local, yeah, well, you know, it wouldn't be bad with a little breading there. You know.
There you go, sir.
Baking powder.
What have
and
you?
It's been a... What is this? It's been a tradition here at the new place for like almost 20 years now, but not this year. You'll get nothing like it. No testicles for you.
There you go. One of the few things Chevy Chase did was...
There's G.T. Trenton!
Yeah,
dude,
G.T.'s here.
I will G.T. Trenton into the fucking lounge.
That's
get
right.
The fuck out.
You got the power.
GT, I was just mentioning your name, man. I have a story tailored for you.
The posses went out and dragged them in.
Oh, that must have been it. Well,
yeah.
Here it is. And you got to look this up, GT. You got to watch this fucker, man. This is awesome. It reminded me of you. Where is this? Oh, this is in New Mexico. Las Cruces, New Mexico. Young man, age 16, he's a big boy. Kanan Bauer. And he was a high school wrestling champion. Well, they got the whole video on here. It's on the Huffington Post. Look up Kanan, C-A-N-A-A-N. Bauer, B-O-W-E-R, wrestler, kidnapping. What happened was some fucking crazy guy is trying to kidnap this lady and her kids. And they got the whole video of it. They're fighting in the damn parking lot and whatnot. And this is going on. And the kid, the wrestler's not there yet. And the wife or the mother and the kids... look up that I put in there, GT. You can't put links, though. Anyway, they make their way into this convenience store for, you know, for coverage. And this fucking maniac's coming in there. And the one lady's trying to close the door, and he's pounding on this lady. Well, out comes this young man, Kanan. son of a gun. He took him down like he's like he goes. He knows what's going on. He goes into the store and he just takes this guy down. Like,
no shit. Good.
I'll handle this. Stand back. I'll handle this. And he gets 16? This guy into a hold.
Uh-huh.
16. And the guy was in his 20s. 22. Daniel Aurora Beltran of Phoenix. But it's a wild video to watch, man. He comes. He just takes this guy down and like, ow. Yeah. And then he's holding him for like forever on the ground, like in this hold. And then the cops finally come at the end. You're like, where the cops? Fucking get there, the cops. But I thought of you, GT. That'd be you, man.
GT'd
get him in that, the Crusher Creel stranglehold.
Well, I picture GT as a superhero.
He's a hero.
Saves the day.
He's got hero written all over him, man.
Yeah, he does.
He's just waiting for his opportunity to shine.
Yeah.
When there's an emergency, though.
Yeah.
All right. And this is a message from the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. Don't go to church for a while. Don't.
No.
Do not go to church.
The Lord will forgive you.
Everywhere.
This time.
Yeah. Oh, man. Like the Navajo Nation. I guess they have a big Christian community.
In New Mexico.
They're on fire with this. Yeah, they're on fire with this thing, man, because they had church services. And there's a bunch of evangelical pastors saying that, oh, well, God will protect you if you... No, he's not.
See,
no,
this is why the new atheist movement is speaking out. Before atheists were quiet, because we went along with, you know, if you don't believe, then just be quiet about it. Don't be a pain in the ass. And we actually fell for that shit. That's why now we're speaking out, because it's killing us, these people. So
they're killing themselves, you know.
Yeah. I mean, they're getting into politics. It's not just this, everything. That's the new atheist movement.
Where are we
that's
at?
Why
the...
Right.
We had the strip show closed down, and they started to deliver. Well, they have a porn store that's offering takeout as well. This is in West Peoria, Illinois. Takeout porn.
Well, the strip joint was in Oregon, as I recall, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. This is funny. Drive-by
porn store. Okay.
Drive-through porn. Nice. Nice. Well,
all right.
We all got to.
Hey, my cigar shop. The cigar shop that sells the cigars cheap that I go to now. He's had a drive-thru. He bought the place and it had a drive-thru. I don't know what it was before. But there you go. He just got that up and working. So there you go.
Beauty.
So I got
Beauty.
My supply now.
Well, one last thing. And I'm remiss to bring this up, but Cheeks put up a wonderful article about the contravirus, coronavirus, about how the headline was the coronavirus did not escape from a lab, and here's how we know. And I want to believe that and shit, and I hope it's true. But I tell you want to hear some rumor? This is not fact, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. All right.
But it is rumor. Comes from a very, very reliable source.
Right.
And there you have it.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you, Bill.
Now, this guy I know, see, and he works with a guy, Chinese national, right?
Yeah.
And these ain't ditch diggers, okay?
All right.
And a Chinese national says to the guy, he says, hey, you know, virus? That didn't develop in nature. He says, some schmuck at this bio lab was selling test animals out the back door for meat. And that's how the shit got to the market. And the people made the bat soup and died.
feasible. It's feasible.
Could have been monkey meat. Could have been monkey
meat. Feasible.
I don't know.
Monkey meat. All right.
But, so.
Rumor, but man, could be feasible.
This is a fucked up age we live in where it's hard to know what to believe.
Yeah, exactly.
And on that happy note.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Broken line and broken string. Broken thread and broken spring. Broken arrows and broken head. People sleeping in broken bed. Ain't no news of jiving, ain't no news of joking. Everything is broken. Broken bottles and broken plates. Broken switches and broken gates. Broken dishes, broken parts. Streets of fear with broken hearts. Broken words never meant to be spoken. Everything is broken. Everything is broken.
there.
Woo! Gummy, my friend,
side.
you were dead nuts correct. That makes
Dylan thing
look like a pile of puke. It makes the
pile
Dylan one look like a pile of puke. Yep,
pile of
puke.
Everyone does
quit
Dylan better than Dylan.
All right,
even
just a couple more notes. We got a huge Polka coming up.
Huge. Oh, okay. A
couple more notes. This is a quote from fearless leader Uncle Bobo. No one ever thought something like this could happen. Said that at one of the things about the virus. I'd seen this movie Outbreak, and it's like, man, it's too bad.
Yeah.
Didn't fucking see that fucking Outbreak movie, man, with Dustin Hoffman and shit.
Yeah, he was watching cartoons.
Ah, see, that was it. He was watching the cartoons.
It never
happened.
Yeah,
man, they outlined. There's a whole fucking thing where the thing took over, and it was somebody ate, you know, it plucked them, and it went to hell in a handbasket. Okay, here's a question for everybody. What's the neatest room in your house now? My bedroom is immaculate.
You should see my place, man. Yeah. Oh, filthy. I'm immune.
Oh, really?
I thought you were a Felix, man. Oh, no.
So you mean I'm the Felix and you're the Oscar?
Oh, yeah. This place is a shithole. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's like bizarro. Bizarro.
Well,
bizarro.
It's my immune system, man. That's it.
It's crazy.
I've been living with germs for years.
Oh, and lastly, I announced my pandemic beard that I was growing. Got in the shower the other day, and it was like, we ain't going for that. Fuck that. So
well,
I'm once again
just so I can grow a fresh one during this little inside.
Ooh, so that's an idea. I could shave off the personality as well.
Yeah,
and then
grow
that back as a new.
While you're in shelter.
Nobody's going to see my fat face and double chin during this thing, right? So,
yeah. There you go.
Jim says he gained 20 pounds. Brother, I hate to break it to you. I lost 15. And you know why? That's why I'm the Commodore.
Well, you probably didn't stock up as well as Jim did. He's probably eating all his...
No, it was just... Like I said, it was sipping serendipity dew.
Yeah, okay.
I had that doctor appointment, like the 5th or something, and then I started dying like the day before because I knew I'd gained weight. Kind of desperation. And then the doctor was like smacking me around, you know, hey, how much weight can you lose, son? And I'm like, all right, you bastard. I'm going on a diet. And lost 15 pounds, man. Very cool.
See, that timing works for you. Timing sucks for me. Like I said, I lost about 7,000 on my phone. Cash in. Ooh, yeah, Wendy.
Oh, man. That's no good.
I had to cash that in because I'm out of money. And it's bad timing. I lost a lot.
Ach, mein Gotten Himmel.
Yeah.
You know what you need? You know what you need?
What's that? I need a yodel.
A polka. It's Friday, damn it.
Polka! What day it is.
Come on.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Thank you.
for the supersonic mountain film. Hope the song they play will kill the big limb. We're just a yell. We out the dead.
We out the dead.
From Norman House to Corbin Jet. The plague is down to town. We out the dead.
We out the dead.
We out the dead.
We out the dead.
To the fire's brighter red. We reach the end of fate. We out the dead.
We out the dead.
Man, this show was so out of order and everything, I totally forgot about
That's all right.
the plug. Hold on. Hold okay. on. Hold on. Hit it.
Eminence Front Radio. Whatever. Tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern time. Eminence is going to be doing songs about the flu. Songs about the corona. I hope he doesn't have grandma got run over by your corona. Hope you don't have that. At 3 o'clock Eastern Time, www.wriu.org. Pasta Blues at 4:30. There you go, kids.
Funniest plug ever. Funniest plug ever. I had... I look at that. I was crossing out all the notes during the polka.
Uh-huh.
You know, that I'd use. I don't chew my cabbage twice. I'm saving that one for Monday. This is a beauty right here.
All right. So we got something on the floor. So we got something for Monday then, kids.
All right. Yeah, there's. I have one interesting thought for Monday, so you surely want to tune in for that. Oh, and that's a good one, too. Okay, I can do it. I guess this one could be a subject for a whole show right here.
Okay, there you go. So we actually have something on Monday. All right, there you go.
Put that where I can find it. But this one here, that's why I share this real quick. I'm really kind of glad that whole Russian thing is kind of over now, even though they are, you know, doing whatever they do.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you should never turn your back on the Russians. The Ruskies. But I'm glad that whole thing's over because I was really running dry on those Vlad bits, you know? And right there, I think it was worth that the whole thing blew over. It's good for everybody. You know?
Exactly.
All right. Now, Monday, we want to say that's the 10th anniversary show of Possum Hour?
Oh, yes. Yes. It was
Monday
either
night.
March 30th or March 31st. I forget.
Well, then that's as close as you're going to get.
Uh-huh.
As close
there
as you're
going
to get, Jack.
10 years.
The 10th anniversary. Now, if any of you possums out there have any funny things that you can remember from the show that you'd like me to dig up and repeat, let me know.
You know what I want.
And we will do that. Boner hose?
No. I want John Link getting ready with the squid, bathing the squid.
Oh, Jesus, that's from the old show. Oh, Christ, is that still up?
Oh, that's a classic.
Is that still online?
I believe it is.
I don't know. Because they said that shit, they were...
Ooh, maybe not.
Okay.
Maybe not then. It's been a while. But I looked it up a long time ago when it was still on there. But that was a while back. I'll look for it as well.
That was a good one.
Oh, that was
Hick says the
hell.
Pork chop song. Let's do a post or something.
The toilet
mushroom. Possum Undercover.
Yeah.
Possum Undercover, we can collect, if you want, have any bits, if I can get them together over the weekend, I will. We can all reminisce, go down memory lane, Monday night, 10 years of this bullshit, huh?
Let's try to get a hold of Wendy.
Yeah. Fuck, we only invoked the name of Bobo once tonight, you know?
Yeah, that's it.
I don't think we said him at all Monday.
Uh-uh.
You know, he's kind of
himself
out of
our life.
Yeah. He has no relevance anymore, man. All right.
Coffee.
Natty.
Coffee.
Man, I didn't have coffee till right before the show. I had a cup of tea.
There you go. I put on a
with
pot.
A little sweetener in it there.
Nah,
you know what I'm talking about?
Drink it black.
Now, you've hit 20 years on your booze, right?
Yeah, next month will be 21.
Okay, this will be 21. And I'm only 9. I'll only be 9 this year on my smokes. But Bogey sent me a text. They say that today is number 20 for him on smokes. Natty.
Just for Bogey.
Yeah.
Buffy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it only took a fucking heart attack.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
I'm glad you jumped in there before the heart attack.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Missed it by that much.
He said as he's puffing on a cigar.
That's another thing, man. That shit, that's where it targets your lungs. So,
hell yeah.
We don't want to all be on respirators after this. Scotty?
Okay, right.
Hey, guys! Oh, say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Hey, guys!
You can dance, heavy dance with the guy who gives you the eye, let him hold you tight. You can smile, every smile for the man who held your hand neath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Oh, I know,
oh, I know
that the music's
yes,
fine like sparkling
oh,
wine. Go and have your
yes,
fun.
I know. Oh, I know.
Laugh and sing.
Yes, I know.
But while we're
oh,
apart, don't give your
yes,
heart to anyone.
Oh,
but
yes,
don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much. You can dance,
you can dance.
Go and carry
you
on
dance.
Till the night is gone
dance.
And it's time to
you
go
can dance. You can dance.
If he asks
you can dance.
If you're all
you
alone
can, dance.
Can he take you,
you
home
dance.
You must tell him no. Cause
you
don't forget he's taking you home. And in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me.
Hit it. Adjourned. Hello? Is this on? Meeting is adjourned. Oh, jeez. That's a dead brown.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!